How do you become successful? It's a question I ask myself. Without being successful, I'm going to give you a very good answer that you can ask anybody who is successful that will tell you this answer. And this isn't going to take forever for me to get my point across, but I just want to give you a very in-depth, brief explanation as to how to do it. To become successful, for the short-term measure, you have to be willing to sacrifice, to give up your selfish needs and desires, to focus on one major goal and to be committed to it. To take these desires, to bundle them up and put them away, will give you the pure, whole opportunity that you need to be successful. It will give you the opportunity, but for you to execute on this opportunity, you have to simply take action. Not sit home and say, I wish, I hope this will happen. I hope I'll have $1 million. I wish I could get a Ferrari. I hope someday these medical bills get paid for. I hope I can pay off my tuition. Instead of hoping, take action. Simply by every morning when you wake up, find something that's good in your life, right? Something that you did, you've accomplished, whether you've got your GED, high school diploma, you're a college graduate with an associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree. Find something that you, whether it's your car, your family, your wife, your kids, that you can say, I did this and I'm proud of it. And take what you have, bundle it up as tight as you can, and use that for your inspiration day in and day out. Now, over time, this inspiration will change. You'll get tired of it. You'll say, I need something different. Because you feel as if whatever you just had wasn't worth it. Now, whatever you just had, say you lost it. Whether anything I've listed, say you lost it. Whether it perished, burned, it died, or it's just no longer to be part of your motivation. I mean, it's completely gone. You don't care about it anymore. Or you do care, and like I said, you lost it. It's gone. That's how important that was to you. How much of it filled inside of you, right? Say for your example, your heart. It filled a piece of your heart up, but when it's gone, that piece is broken. It's shattered and it's empty. It can't be refilled anymore. But what it can be is patched. What can happen is, with this emptiness that you have that cannot be fixed and filled, but it can be patched. It can be somewhat repaired, but it can never be reused. You. Motivation that you need to do something, or it'll tear you apart. Either way, it'll motivate you one way or the other to do what needs to be done to become successful. And success does not just come with a simple factor of motivation, it comes with dedication and the will to do it. Want to be successful, right? You don't want to be successful because everybody wants to be successful. But if you really don't want to be successful, this isn't your podcast to listen to. I'm not the one who's ever going to help you. You're going to be mad at what I say. You're going to say it doesn't make any sense, and you're not going to care about it. You don't want to be successful. And that's okay. Because not everybody can be successful. The only people that can be really successful are the people who want it as bad. Because see, everybody wants to be successful, like I've said. But who wants to be successful so bad that they're going to get up every single morning, find that motivation, take it with them through the entire day. Something tells them, oh, well, you can't do this. Then they start doubting themselves. Someone, something, or themselves tells themselves that they cannot do something. If you self-doubt yourself before you even step out the door, you've already started failing for the first day. You've disrupted the path that you had set to be successful, and now you have to fix that. Yeah, your heart's messed up a little bit. It's broken. It's shattered in one area. Okay? Patch it up. Put some cloth around it. And then find something somewhere else that'll keep you just as motivated. That'll give you that sense of direction again. So simply, what I'm suggesting you do if you want to be successful, meet new people. Okay? Meet these people that are going to help give you the success you want. And I'm not saying leech off of them. hang out with the people you want to be successful. If someone's successful, try and go to lunch with them. If you want to be a doctor, and your local doctor owns a house with 7 bedrooms and 6 baths, the living room's the size of your kitchen, living room, and 2 bedrooms, you want that. Or you want something close to it. You just want to upgrade your circumstances. Be with people that want to be successful or that are successful. And do what you want to do. People will help you be successful. And in return, you can help them. Now, like I said, not everybody wants it as bad as everybody else. I could take a room of 1,000 people. And only 13 of them would probably be successful. They would be the only ones to go out and actually do something. And I say this because in the past, yeah, I did YouTube videos, and I would play games and record myself, and I became successful to an extent. My own success, I was happy with it. But then I quit one day. And, you know, I picked a different path, something had happened, and it just wasn't working, and I stopped for about a week or 2 weeks. And then I lost my viewers, lost my motivation. My motivation at the time was, I loved doing what I was doing, but something had happened. Okay, that, you know, oh well. Broke a little bit, patched it up, and then I went and got something else, which was the viewers and the comments, and that wasn't coming through. So with the lack of motivation, so pick something that's sustainable for your motivation as well. Whether it's these podcasts, which I would say it'd be good, I guess. These are motivating you to do what you're doing, but assuming that you're still here listening is you're interested in it and you want to be successful. So simply, just to recap on this, it's not easy. It's not extremely hard, but it's only what you give to it, right? If you've ever heard the saying, you only get out what you put in. Well, if you put in and day out, for a whole year straight, or 4 months, you will see significant progress in whatever you wanted to do. You will see that since you wanted to grind day in and day out, it means you got to go to sleep late, or go to sleep early, or no, go to sleep late and wake up early. So that's defeating the whole purpose of, you know, being the second one up. Because the first one who's going to wake up is going to be the first one to go out and get a client. The first one is going to wake up in the morning feeling more satisfied, more prepared, and more happy to be up and doing something. There's one person in life that I find, this happened to me. I was in high school, and I hated every day of the week that I had school, except for Friday. Friday was the day I knew I was going to school, and I was happy because I knew it was the weekend. And I lived, and so did so many other people, and they still do to this day. They live for the weekend. Gary V, because I can't say his last name. This man, I listened to an Instagram video of his, and it said, or he said, exactly what I just told you, people live for the weekends, you know? And this changed how I looked at my week. This changed for the rest of my life so far, how I look at my weeks. I look at my weeks as if every day is great, right? I live for Mondays now. I live for Sundays. I live for Saturdays. I live for Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. I live for every single day. There's not a day that I don't like. Now, I will say, yeah, when I have to do some sucky stuff and I know it's going to be coming around the corner, I kind of wish I didn't have to do it. But there's no day that I don't look forward to. So, he's a great motivational speaker. This man is, he tells it how it is. So if you don't like it, you'll probably never be successful in the first place. You'll never get anywhere you really wanted to. That's just me personally. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry. It's just what I think. And this is my podcast, so I'm going to give as much information off the top of my head I can. And if it offends anybody, I'm sorry. That's just how it is. But on later in another podcast, I'll probably give information about myself so y'all can actually get to know me a little bit better. But right now, I just wanted to go over how you can be successful. And it's extremely simple. The key to success is literally hard work. Dedication. You don't need a vision.
You don't have to have an idea, right? You want to be successful at your job and you love your job, or you hate your job, you still want to be successful? Work harder. Yeah, I know. People aren't going to appreciate you just as much, but you working harder stands you out from the rest that don't work as hard, right? That's the key to separating yourselves from the people who are successful and who want to be successful. It's doing what's required. Doing the job that the people don't want to do is what's going to separate you. They're not competition after that. You already stand out. Okay, everybody in your work doesn't want to clean bathroom and do dishes. You clean the bathrooms. You do the dishes. Every single day, day in and day out, you make sure that that shit happens. And you bust your ass doing it. You already stand out from everyone else in that workplace. You show for the fact that you want whatever they're going to give you. You want that promotion. You want to be a manager. You want to possibly be invited to the CEO's meeting about the business's future because you're such a dedicated employee. I'm not saying that's ever going to happen. That's just a real highball shot out there just to kind of give you some inspiration. But it's true. If you want to be successful, do what other people won't do. Half these people out here in this world don't want it as bad. And if you're listening to this, most of you don't want it as bad. I wanted success so bad at one point. And I still do, but I don't want it as bad. Okay? Because you get complacent. And I'll explain that in another podcast about being complacent. But yeah, I wanted it so bad. I went and took a 4-month course and did it in a week. 4 months of a course and did it in 1 week. Exceptional when it comes to doing a lot of work in a little bit of time and learning how to do it. That's just how that is. Helped me all through my high school year. Well, to the end of roughly in my high school career, yes, it helped me a ton. I even got to skip a grade, which there you go. You learned a little something about me. But by me learning how to do a tactic a long time ago in high school that I taught myself, I was able to transition that into my current business that I own. I learned how to start my own business in a week. I learned how to manage my clients in a week. I learned how to establish a team in a week. Do I have a team? No. Do I need a team? Not at the moment. Do I want a team? Yes. Do I want a big old office? Yeah, in the future. But not anytime soon. There's one more thing I want you to take away from this. One last major thing. Aside from you having to put in the work, or else it's never going to happen. You're not going to wake up one morning and win the lottery and say, I am so successful. I'm glad that I just somehow won the lottery. And that one in like whatever chance, one in like 10 billion, whatever the statistic on that is. I want you to take away that this whole podcast and any other podcast you listen to is pretty much telling you to live your life day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And to break that down even better, eat it chow by chow. Let's see. We gotta really break this down. From when you go to sleep to when you wake up to when you eat your first meal to your afternoon meal to your evening meal to whatever else you have throughout your day. You have to micromanage it. If you look so far ahead, it'll never happen. You'll just be discouraged. You'll be out of your mind, confused. And then you'll eventually quit on yourself. You'll have so much on your plate. Because you're trying to take the whole big picture that's not even meant for you. And you're trying to manage it right now. Just micromanage it. Take one thing at a time. Very small steps. Once you start out and you focus on this one thing, the dominoes, okay? They're going to fall. That one thing leads to another thing and another thing and another thing. And if you start out with a small task, in the morning waking up, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, or a bath, whatever you have. Preferably, I would say take a shower. Me, it feels more refreshing. That's just me. And then make breakfast. Eat your breakfast. Be happy eating your breakfast. Be proud of that. That you made your bed. You brushed your teeth. You took a shower. and you made your own breakfast. This is a very small step to lead to the biggest picture of success. Whether you actually listen to this and try it, which I will have more in-depth podcast on in steps of how you can do this, and this is all free, nothing's being, you know, having to be paid for, and you can learn slowly but surely by micromanaging how to become successful. But if you don't have the hard work and dedication and focus to do this, you will already fail. You have to have commitment. It's not going to be easy. It's not extremely hard, but it's not going to be easy. No one who ever became successful had it easy. Okay, I take that back. There are a few people, but we will not mention them for the sake that, you know, there's no reason to, we'll say. So, take what I've given you now. Hold on to it. Think about it. Come back to my next podcast, and I should have some more for you. Until then, see y'all later.